Tierra, and I must say that this world is crazy. Let's talk about key things, just life. Like, don't you, like, I don't understand how people call you family and they don't help you with anything. Anything is not being fixed. You try to talk things out, you try to communicate. It feels like it's just a brick wall between you and your family or anyone else in the world, and you just feel like you can't talk to anybody. And I would say it's not your fault, because you need to understand that people need to communicate with you. They need to hear you. And if they don't, then how do you know you grew from something, or how they know that something is wrong with you? I know a lot of people, you know, say that they reached their end point and they don't want to be here anymore. Well, I want to say that at least I understand. I've been in that place. I've been depressed. I've been in a really bad anxiety. For what? For a lot. Like, it's unexplained. Like, from the past, from now. And it's just like, you're so traumatized in your past sometimes that it comes back to now and it messes everything up, your rotation, your groove, what you had set up for yourself. It's just like something that you was traumatized by always comes back up. Now you're thinking about your past. People just be like, oh, well, you have to let go of your past, but it's not that easy at all. It's really not. People don't understand the deeper level that we're on, the deeper level that we're thinking. And we feel like when we talk to people, we're not getting it out, or people think we cry wolf, and that's not okay. We don't need to be thinking about that or even being scared to communicate with someone. Well, I'm in that position with, can't communicate with anybody. I understand the feeling of being alone, feeling abandonment, feeling useless, feeling like no one cares about me. No one gives two fucks, many fucks about me. And I really had to care for myself. I really had to find that love for myself. And what I did was I sat down and I thought, I prayed. Some people don't believe in God, but which is fine too. You can have other ways to talk to yourself or just get your mind off things. But me personally, I pray about things. Let me tell you a story. So I was around like 17 years old, you know, went to high school, got good grades. Everything was going good until I started getting depressed. My mom wasn't letting me go outside and, you know, play. I didn't really have friends. I couldn't hang out with anybody. So one day, this guy made me feel like I was the world. He made me feel like, you know, damn, like, I'm really special. And I shouldn't be thinking about worse things for me. And, you know, so one day, he was just like, you want to come to my house? And I'm like, yeah, sure, you know. And one thing led to another, you know, he did it. I'm like, fuck, what did I do? I didn't know anything about condoms. I didn't know anything about anything. Like, no one taught me, because I've been used to in the house. I've been used to isolation. So I felt like that one thing would make me feel good, like a woman. And so, you know, I went to school that day, you know, just like, yes, I lost my virginity. Yeah, I'm the girl now. And I didn't feel myself. I I was burning, and I'm just like, what happened? And the guy had an STD. So I got myself checked out. I knew something was wrong with me, even though I didn't know anything about STDs or anything like that. I got me checked out, and I had an STD, which I cleared it up. And, you know, I went back to school the next day, and, you know, they was just like, yeah, look at her. She gave him the STD. I was being bullied. Everybody knew in the school, even the principal. So I was so scared to tell my mom. I didn't have nobody to talk to. But I felt like me owning up to my mistakes and what I did, I feel like I had to tell my mom. So I went back home and I told my mom what happened, and she was just like, you gotta get out of my house, you gotta go somewhere else, live somewhere else, you hope you're not pregnant. And I didn't have that support, so I felt that abandonment and that loneliness. Like, I didn't have nobody to talk to me, no one to push me through, no one to say, everybody makes mistakes, everybody been at their weak point. I didn't have that. I had to teach myself. I really had to teach myself how to regain trust with myself or regain confidence. I went through a really bad depression. I overdosed. Went to this place where, you know, people try to commit suicide for 2 weeks. I was messed up, you know. It was just like, well, if no one gives a fuck about me, then I shouldn't give a fuck about me, which led me to be really bad. I didn't want to talk to nobody. Communication for me is not well. I cannot trust someone that well no more. But now it's just like, that happened to me. I gotta move forward. I gotta do what I need to do to get rid of that negative energy, that negative mind, to get rid of all the frustration that I went through, all the loneliness that I had to go through. Counseling didn't really work for me. I had bad experiences with that, and I just stayed to myself. I just want people to know that you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, whatever happened, things do happen. Because life is not perfect. Life is not just rainbows and flowers like we thought it was when we was little. It's much worse. It's much stronger. Much, how do you say it? It's much aggressiveness. And you just gotta know how to take the life and kick his ass and say that I'm in charge of my life and what I'm gonna do for it. So, I mean, some people don't understand that, you know, some things takes a little time to get over. Some things takes us a little too much time where it messes up our friendship, our relationships, which is nothing wrong with that, because we go through those things for a reason. And that's to make us better people. And so we can say that at least we don't have to go through it now. At least we know what to do. At least we know what to expect from guys and other people that manipulated us. At least we can say that we went through it and we got past it. And now that since we're stronger, we can go and have a voice for everyone else. Everyone else that feels like they're alone or they feel like they can't talk to nobody. I feel like that we are the people that was meant to be here to give that voice to people. And I know probably some things y'all can't talk about because it's probably too embarrassing for you, or you'll probably feel like you're being judged, but I can't judge nobody for what I've been through. I can't judge anybody because I know that point of being useless, like I said, and that weak point is very terrible. I know. I apologize for anybody who went through things, anybody who been abused, who been manipulated. I really feel your pain. I really do. And I'm just saying here that you're not alone at all. You're not alone. And now that you got that out the way, what you gonna do now? Think about life. Think about if you have children, if when you have children or not, what you gonna teach your children? Like, you were strong and you got past that. Maybe you could be there for your children. Parents don't understand that you need to tell your kids about everything that they've been through, and maybe it can prevent from a lot of things from happening to you. And I know some people will just hate it. Like, I hate when someone makes you feel less of a person. It's like, you did it too. You've been through this too. So why is you bashing me down for things that you've done, but you didn't even explain to me how that pain feels, how everything is gonna be okay, and now I'm gonna get past it. Where were you when I needed you and you wasn't there for me? So we sit there and ask that question, like, who are we really? Where do I come from? Like, how can I easily just set aside what happened to me in my past and no one has been there for me? Now's the time to just take ownership and be the person that you are, because only people around you, friendships, relationships, whoever you meet in the world, they're gonna love you for you. And that's what you need to understand, that you were upfront, you was very expressed, you expressed your thoughts and your feelings, and now you can express it to the world, and hopefully you can help other people do it too. And maybe there's a change. Maybe there will be a change. Maybe things will get better in communication. Guys, copy or follow my URL at anchor.fm/MoniqueTierra. Again, that's anchor.fm/ANCHOR. Sorry, I said that so wrong. anchor.fm/MoniqueTierra. Have a good day, guys.